Ever wondered why some business owners retire young and wealthy, while others work into their 70s with nothing to show for it? The secret lies not in working harder, but in building differently. The most valuable businesses aren't those where the owner is indispensable. They're the ones that can thrive without their founder. This counterintuitive approach forms the heart of the built-to-sell philosophy, which has transformed countless businesses from owner-dependent jobs into valuable, sellable assets. Consider Alex Stapleton, a successful advertising agency owner by conventional standards. He had the downtown office with exposed brick walls, prestigious clients, and a talented team. Yet Monday mornings found him rushing to appease demanding clients, using his maxed-out credit card for client lunches, and discovering resignation letters from his best employees. Despite outward success, Alex had created Golden Handcuffs, a business too successful to abandon but not successful enough to provide true freedom. The trappings of success had become a carefully constructed cage. Your business is virtually worthless today. These harsh words from Alex's mentor, Ted, revealed a core truth about business value. Despite years of hard work, Alex's agency had three fatal flaws: complete dependence on him personally, dangerous reliance on a few key clients, one representing 40% of revenue, and no proprietary offerings to retain clients. This reality is common. Of America's 23 million businesses, less than 1% ever sell. Most simply close when the owner retires, capturing none of the value built over decades because they've created jobs for themselves, not sellable assets. Building a sellable business begins with a counterintuitive step: specialization. Alex identified what his agency excelled at, logo design, and focused exclusively on that service. This specialization created powerful advantages: genuine expertise development, straightforward employee training, clearer marketing messages, and the ability to command premium pricing. Alex created a five-step logo design process that transformed his service into something resembling a product, standardized, systematized, and teachable. This shift wasn't merely semantic, it fundamentally changed how the business operated and would be valued. When you sell time and expertise, you're selling something that dies with you. When you sell a process or system, you're offering something that can outlive you and transfer to new owners, the essence of a valuable business. The most challenging aspect of transformation comes when you must turn down work outside your specialized focus. For Alex, this meant declining a prestigious $50,000 monthly contract from Urban Sports Warehouse and walking away from MNY Bank, 40% of his revenue. These decisions caused immediate financial pain. Alex's accountant delivered disturbing news. The agency would lose money for months with no bonus to pay off the mortgage or fund the promised family vacation. This short-term sacrifice for long-term gain represents the most difficult psychological hurdle for business owners. Yet this painful pivot is essential. Saying yes to everything creates an unfocused business dependent on the owner's ability to juggle diverse client demands. Saying no creates focus, expertise, and ultimately a business that can operate systematically without the founder's daily involvement. The market rewards specialization. When you become known for doing one thing exceptionally well, you attract clients seeking exactly that expertise who willingly pay premium prices. Most importantly, you create something that can be taught, systematized, and eventually sold. With his specialized offering established, Alex faced the next challenge: documenting his processes so thoroughly that employees could implement them without his involvement. This meant creating detailed instruction manuals for each step of the logo design process, comprehensive enough for employees to follow independently. This standardization met resistance from creative team members who saw it as limiting their creativity. Some complained it felt like working in a factory or being pigeonholed by rules. Alex ultimately had to fire those who couldn't adapt to the systematic approach. Yet standardization creates tremendous value. It ensures consistent quality regardless of who performs the work, enables scalability through easier training, eliminates the inefficiency of reinventing processes, and makes the business transferable when key people leave. The most valuable businesses are those with documented systems that produce consistent results regardless of who implements them. This owner-proof quality makes them attractive acquisition targets because buyers can reasonably expect performance to continue after the founder departs. A business dependent on the founder for sales will always require the founder's continued involvement after acquisition, a scenario called an earnout that essentially means working for someone else without control. Breaking this dependency requires building a sales engine that operates without the owner. Alex hired Angie's Not Blake's, product salespeople, rather than service-oriented salespeople. Product salespeople excel at positioning standardized offerings, while service salespeople tend to customize solutions, undermining standardization. He created a competitive sales environment with multiple salespeople, rather than relying on a single superstar, proving to potential buyers that the sales model was replicable. This sales engine became the growth driver for Alex's transformed agency. Within months, his salespeople were consistently selling about one logo each per week without his involvement. For the first time, Alex could take days off for strategic planning, something impossible in his previous business model where he was essential to daily operations. As the agency grew, Alex built a management team that could run operations independently. He promoted trusted veterans to leadership roles, Angie to VP of Sales, Rena to VP of Client Services, and Chris to Creative Director. Rather than diluting ownership, he created a sophisticated incentive plan combining immediate rewards with future benefits. This management development represented the culmination of Alex's efforts to create a truly sellable business. The market's perception shifted dramatically. His banker, previously concerned about his creditworthiness, now actively pursued his business, offering preferential rates and increased credit lines. When selling, Alex created competitive tension among multiple potential buyers rather than limiting options to a single acquirer. This approach maximized his leverage and ultimately led to a $5.2 million acquisition, slightly below the initial offer, but well above his original goal of $5 million. The profound truth about entrepreneurship isn't just about creating an exit strategy. It's about creating options. When your business can thrive without you, you gain the freedom to choose your level of involvement, to sell if the right offer comes along, or to keep it as a wealth-generating asset. This option strategy represents the fundamental paradox that the smartest entrepreneurs understand. Always run a company as if it will last forever, yet constantly maximize its value so it can be sold at any moment for the highest price. Building a sellable business isn't just about creating an exit, it's about creating a better business. Companies built this way typically grow faster, generate more consistent profits, and provide more freedom for their owners even if they never sell. The journey requires difficult decisions and short-term sacrifices, but the reward is the ultimate entrepreneurial achievement, true freedom to choose your future rather than being trapped by the business you've created.